Ramsey TV.
At the risk of overstaying my welcome here, I am gonna do one more show on this topic of Christ created everything. Beautiful subject. But I got a verse for you that, again, so many things occur to me while I'm running. I have a verse for you that we haven't even touched on in this whole argument. And yet it is a golden verse. It's a compact verse. It's got everything in one brief saying. I just love it. And it's 1 Corinthians 8, 6. But first of all, this is Martin Zunder. Welcome to the end of the week. It's been a heck of a week, but we have defended, first explored, then defended the glories of Christ. Defended the truth that all is through Christ. All is out of God and all is through Christ. And so I am happy. It has been a fantastic week because I have convinced certain people that were not sure about this, that were on the fence, thinking that Jesus Christ was a non-being before he came to earth. And so I'm extremely happy for that. And I'm happy for you, for the people who got to the good side of this, because they're going to be very happy to be on that side when they see what happens to the teaching of the Tories on the other side. It's going to be a conflagration of sorts. So I'm going to go to 1 Corinthians 8, 6. This is such a compact verse. This, if you need one verse to show you the relationship between God and Christ, this is it. There is one God. Just stop right there. That does away with the Trinity. I mean, this verse does away with a lot of stuff. It does away with the non-preexistence of Christ, does away with the Tories, and it does away with the Trinity in the same verse. So it's not either or. You don't have to get rid of the preexistence of Christ and the Trinity at different times. You do it with one verse. One verse. There's one God, the Father, out of whom all is, and we for him, and one Lord, Jesus Christ, through whom all is, and we through him. All right, I'm going to say that again. I'm going to read it again, but I'm going to leave out the part that says, and we for him and we through him. And I want to get to the part that I want to concentrate here and just focus on these two clauses, because this explains everything. There's one God, the Father, out of whom all is, and one Lord, Jesus Christ, through whom all is. There it is. All is out of God and all is through Christ. You notice it does not say all is out of Christ. This is very precision language here. It would not say all is out of Christ, because not all is out of Christ. There's one exception, and that is God. God is not out of Christ, but Christ is out of God. Therefore, we say that all is out of God, but all is through Christ. That is, nothing that came into being apart from Christ. Nothing that came into being did not come through Christ. Now, I want to look at the all here. The definite article is in front of the all. Let's look at it. There is one God, the Father, out of whom the all is. The all is. The definite article is here. And you can tell by the dot in front of the all. So, but it's awkward, I guess, to say the all. That could have been written here. But to show you that it's in the Greek, the concordant, put that dot in front. Now, would anybody in my audience, including the Tories, would anyone say that the all that is out of God the Father would not include everything, right? Out of whom one God, the Father, out of whom all is. I think we would all agree that every single thing that exists came out of God, right? Even the Tories would agree that Christ came out of God. They just think he didn't come out of God until everything was already created. And there's the big mistake that is corrected here. This verse is telling us when everything came through Christ. The timing is here. If you're careful and if you slow down and look very carefully, which is what I'm going to do. All is out of God, but all is through Christ. God the Father, out of whom the all is, and one Lord Jesus Christ, through whom the all is. It's the same all. And I would hope everybody would see that. That you can't say that, well, it's all when speaking of the Father, God. All is out of God, but it's not all. When speaking of the Lord Jesus Christ, through whom the all is. It's the same all. But the time game that the Tories have been playing with us is to say, well, let me import their philosophy into this verse. There is one God, the Father, out of whom all is, and one Lord, Jesus Christ, through whom 25,000 years later, all is. Or like this, there is one God, the Father, out of whom all is, and one Lord, Jesus Christ, through whom all retroactively is. In other words, they don't believe that all is through Christ at the same time it was out of God. I'm going to show you how erroneous this is, if you haven't seen it already. Or here's the third odd thing that the Tories read into this. When I say Tories, I mean the people who have overreacted to the Trinity. That's the name for people who believe in the non-preexistence of Christ or that Christ did not create anything. They're Trinity overreactors. So trying to take away a necessary plank of the Trinitarian argument, they've blown up the entire city and taken away the preexistence of Christ. Very bad form. It's an overreaction. That's why I call them Tories, Trinity overreaction. So the Tories would also say this: for there's one God, the Father, out of whom all is, and one figure of speech, Jesus Christ, through whom all is. One figure of speech. Yes, because the Tories believe that the word, the Jesus Christ mentioned in John, is a figure of speech. Peter May points to the it describing the word and says, see, it's an it. It's not a person. So is all out of God, but is all through the figure of speech, Lord Jesus Christ? How can everything that exists come through a figure of speech? This is insanity. At the end of the week, I'm going to call this teaching insane. So screw loose with this teaching. Because here's the right way to read this excellent verse. This is a very high verse. This explains to us the relationship between God and Christ. All is out of God, but all is through Christ. Nothing is ever said to be. It is never said in Scripture that all is out of Christ, because that's not true. But all is out of God, but all is through Christ. Here's the interesting thing. It doesn't say here that all is through God. And remember, we're talking about the same all. So the same all, which is the all, everything that exists, the same all that came out of God came through Jesus Christ. Not 18,000 years later when Jesus Christ was born in Bethlehem. Not retroactively, was playing some time game. And not as a figure of speech, because the entire creation cannot come out of a figure of speech. It should be seen, it should be known, and you should understand that that is an absurdity. So if the entirety of creation is not coming through God, it came out of God, but Scripture is insisting here. God is insisting, because God wrote this. God is insisting that everything that was created came through Christ. In other words, no one could have seen it when it came out of God. That was only one step of the process. It was not truly visible yet. It came, all things came out of God. This is what the Scripture said. The all is out of God. It is out of His mind. The entire creation was developed, was a seed, was known from the beginning, the entirety of the aeonian times and all times, whatever is meant to happen in the universe, whatever is meant to exist in the universe, was in the mind of God, and it came out of the mind of God, but it did not come into existence except through Christ. Therefore, the necessity, very quickly, when it comes out of the mind of God, He very quickly needs to do one thing, and that is create an image, His Son. So His Son came out of God, but nothing else could have come into existence yet, because all is through Christ. You can't have all is out of God except all through Christ. This is a package deal. These things are not sold separately. Christ is the channel through whom all came. I'm trying so hard to stay with the scriptural language. I'm not getting philosophical on you. I'm staying with the scriptural language. I am repeatedly saying all is out of God. All is through Christ. Again, these two important truths are not sold separately. I'm trying not to get philosophical. I'm trying to stay scriptural. None of it came into existence. It came out of God. You can say, well, isn't that in existence? If everything came out of God, isn't it in existence? Yes, it is. Then why this through Christ? Because none of it came into, I want to say, the perceivable realm. None of it came into a realm of perception except through Christ. Not one thing that came out of God did not touch the hands of Christ. Not one thing that came out of God did not touch the hand of Christ. So, okay, and why is that? Why did Christ have to touch it? Why did it have to come through Christ? Because He is the image. Again, scriptural language as much as I can here. He is the image of the invisible God, the origin of the creation of God, Revelation 3:14, which just means He was the first thing God created. And it's the very first necessity, if you will, God had, was to have a visible representation of Himself, a perceivable. So that's why I want to say that the universe and everything in it was not perceivable yet until it came through Christ, because Christ was created to be God perceivable. The image, that's a visible thing. The image, it's a perfect representation to creatures who will depend on senses to perceive the all. And so as these things are not sold separately, we cannot say that the one through whom all came didn't come into existence until all was already created. That is insanity. That is such a ridiculous mistake. It's a horrible mistake. It's a terrible mistake. It's a terrible mistake, because these things belong together. All is out of God and through Christ. Boom. It's out of God and through Christ. And I want to say at the same time, allowing for the nanosecond for the creation of Christ, the creation of Christ. You can't say that Christ came onto the scene 25,000 years later and then still be able to say all came into existence through Christ. You can't say it. And if you want to try to save face and say, well, it did come through existence through Christ, but when back in those old days when Christ was a figure of speech, when Christ wasn't it. No, Peter May, no, no, no. Christ was never an it. Christ was never a figure of speech. He was the one. Who is he called here in 1 Corinthians 8:6? The Lord Jesus Christ, through whom the all is. The Lord Jesus Christ. It's so easy to believe the freaking scripture. This is God talking. All came through. Everything that exists came through the Lord Jesus Christ, not through a metaphor, not through a figure of speech, not through an it. Through the Lord Jesus Christ, the being, the person, the firstborn of all creation. This is why he's called the firstborn of all creation. None of this stuff came out of the mind of Christ. None of this stuff. I say stuff. None of everything that is created. None of the all came out of the mind of Christ. It didn't. It came out of the mind of God. It came out of the mind of God. But it could not come into the perceivable realm. And it did not come into the perceivable realm except through Christ. Not one thing that came out of the mind of God came into the perceivable realm except through the hands, the spirit, if you will, of the Lord Jesus Christ. Through him. Say, man, Martin, what a great verse. You got me convinced. If only we had a corroborating scripture. Well, wait a minute. We do. John chapter 1, verse 10. In the world he was, and the world came into being through him. Whoa, the world came into being through him. There's that same word, through, that we read of in 1 Corinthians 8:6. This is consistent truth. All came into being through him. Would the Tories say for a moment that in the world he was, that the he there, when he came into the world, they all agree he came into the world through Mary, but they think he had no history, no part of God's plan until then. Every time I say this, it gets more sickening and stupid and foolish and obscene every time I say what they believe. In the world he was. Oh yeah, well that was he. That was not a metaphor. A metaphor, a figure of speech didn't multiply the loaves and the fishes. A figure of speech didn't walk on water. A figure of speech didn't go to the cross. Did it? Did an it raise from the dead? Peter May? Did an it do that? Okay, so he is he. Into the world he was, and the world came into being through him. Same pronoun here, he, him. Different pronoun, but a personal pronoun. Not it, he. The same he. If you're going to make the he of the first part of verse 10, into the world he was, and say, oh yeah, well that's him, that's the Lord Jesus Christ. And then you're going to take the him, all came into being through him, and suddenly make that not the Lord Jesus Christ, make it into a figure of speech that didn't really exist except theoretically. Oh, you're exposed. Your whole crackpot theory is exposed. Boy, okay, well, that is a corroborating verse by two or three witnesses. It matters to be established. I'd feel more comfortable if we had three witnesses. Oh, but we do. Colossians chapter 1, verse 16. Who is the image? This is packed also, starting with verse 15, speaking of Christ, who is the image of the invisible God. The problem was invisibility. That was the problem. Imperceptibility. That was the problem. This is why Christ was the first creation. Now God can be perceivable. And now all creation that comes out of God can become perceivable through Christ. And it happened at the same time, not 25,000 years later, not as a figure of speech, happened at the same time. All was out of God through Christ. All was out of God. The all is out of God. And the all, the same all, is through Christ. Any questions? I can't see how you could possibly have a question after that, unless you're trying to force some wacko agenda on us for a absurd motive that is not even necessary. The image of the invisible God, firstborn of every creature, that goes along with 1 Corinthians 8:6. For in him is all created. Oh, Martin, it says in him, not through him. Wait a minute, in him is all created. It came in him. After it came out of God, it was in him. But now look what happened. That in the heavens, that on the earth, the visible and the invisible, whether thrones or lordships or sovereignties or authorities, all is the all, the dot in front of the all, the definite article, the all is created through him and for him. And he is before all, and all has its cohesion in him. All is through him. Three verses all say the same thing. Him, the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'll end with this, the cohesion. All has its cohesion in him. Everything began cohering the moment it came through Christ. You would expect everything that came out of God would be coherent. And of course, everything came out of God was coherent. And when it came through Christ, it cohered as it came into the visible realm, as it came into the perceivable realm through the hands of the Lord Jesus Christ, it became perceptible and it began to cohere. And if you're going to say that nothing started to cohere, nothing started to hold together, that is the universe holding together, not exploding, that didn't start until Bethlehem, until he came out of his mommy's womb, then everything started cohering? No. Things started cohering from the beginning, and there was only one person responsible for that, and it was our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who is before all. Before all. The same one who went to the cross to reconcile everything back to himself. For in him, the entire complement delights to dwell. Everything God does delights to dwell in Christ. Everything God is delights to dwell in Christ. And through him, to reconcile everything to him, making peace through the blood of his cross. Through him. There's the word through again. Through him, whether those on earth or those in the heavens. This is what our sister was saying 2 days ago. Through him. The reason he can be the one through whom all returns to God is because he's the one through whom all came out of God. He's the perfect channel. Everything came through him to come into existence, to come into the world, to experience evil, and then all comes through him again when it returns to God, this time reconciled to God through the experience of evil, to Christ and to his Father, who are not sold separately, whose works are not sold separately. To Christ and to his Father be glory for the eons of the eons. Amen.